It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
Welcome to Cult Episode 118. We're going to be running Cthulhu tonight, Horror on the Orient Express, as usual. This time it's Venice chapter, which is Death, brackets, and Love, brackets, in a gondola. And this will be Session 4. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your GM for the evening.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Click.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Tiny Tim Boxley.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Isabel Allison.
I'm Bloodied, and I'm playing Algernon Wolfstache.
I'm Bill Pokepino, and I'm playing
Bloodied Wolfstache. I'm Eternal Pokepino. Just
no. Yes, we've got a full team today.
Woo!
And the ones who are here probably wish they were. We've got a tea to review. Unfortunately, our country did something really silly, so we're down to the dregs of our team. And we've been looking at finishing up some of the other ones that we've got. Now, way back in the day, we had a tea called brown rice tea, which was one of the very few teas that we've all agreed on. Sadly, we all agreed that it was fucking horrible. at the same time as buying that, I bought another tea. Yamamoto Yama's roasted green tea. There's a cup of it in my hands right now, but as yet I haven't brought myself to drink it. Ladies and gentlemen, drink the tea.
That's a lot better than I was expecting.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like rice tea.
Yeah, that is nowhere near as bad as I thought that was going to be.
Okay. It's a lot better if you don't smell it. Just if you hold your breath while you're drinking it, it's better.
Yeah,
but the smell is horrible.
It smells
like warm brown bread to me. And it tastes like that as well.
Yeah, no, I can see what you mean by the smell.
Yeah,
but not sugar. To me, it kind of smells and tastes exactly how it smells and tastes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's shaped like itself.
Well, it's okay.
I'm surprised at the fact that this is actually quite pleasant because the roasted brown rice tea is fucking awful.
Did we possibly overdo that?
Possibly, but even then, it was disgusting. It was undrinkable. I think we all took one sip of it and then made another thing.
Although I've had a tasting, I now can't taste anything. It tastes like hot water.
Yes, but we've ascertained that you have no taste buds.
You stole hers.
Yes, I've stolen yours. I've got twice as many.
Yeah, it doesn't actually taste of anything now.
I still taste fresh cakes.
It does kind of lose its flavour the more you drink, I think.
Still terrible. It's not a drink I'd go, oh, fuck me, I've got to get me some of that Yamamoto Yama
roasted green.
Fuck yeah, got to get me my roasted green tonight. I wouldn't be saying that. I'd be going, fuck, the cupboard's nearly empty. Oh, still got that. Fair enough.
I'm still sort of getting the overwhelming feeling of slightly damp hay, to be honest.
It certainly smells like that.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. The bouquet of this tea doesn't smell the tea.
It does not smell like a thing you want to drink.
But the taste of it is slightly different. Well,
it's slightly better, but still not really a fan.
We probably wouldn't suggest you go out immediately and purchase this tea. It's probably an acquired taste.
We
and
have
by an acquired
it.
Taste, we mean probably very few people are actually going to want to drink it. However, for a tea that we bought over a year ago, it's held up very well. It's little aluminium sachets that the tea bags come in. It has actually kept it pretty fresh.
I don't know, maybe it's the oldness that give it better flavour.
Yeah,
it's mature.
Wow.
It's not an awful tea, but it's not a great tea. It's a good tea if you've got, like...
It's not a good tea. It's not a bad tea. It's the tea. Wellness violation. wrestling jokes that only two people in this room get.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Anyway. Before the court police come to Carthus away, would somebody like to recap?
Right, well, we actually did some planning.
We did.
The plan mostly consisted of, okay, we need to go investigate this bag?
Seal.
That's it.
The seals and badges are very similar.
So we knew that it was the seal of the Grimaldi family, who are premier makers of dolls and automatons. So we decided to go check out their factory.
Yes.
Where we met a nice old man.
Who wasn't interested in you at all, because we all had too many limbs for him.
Yeah.
Well, we had all our limbs.
That was the problem.
He's very into making prosthetics for war veterans. Thank you for making sure I didn't get taken over by the Germans.
Yes. Well, the Austrians, which was also an option.
However, his son.
His son? Grandson.
His grandson.
No. His son,
yeah.
Yeah, because his son was talking about his grandfather.
Who was the gentleman who wrote the letter that we found in the little hole where the leg should have been.
Yes.
Yeah. So the son. Was a lot more helpful with regard to that. He actually decided not to really bother being coy, so he basically just, hey, we found this letter.
Well, we tried being coy and got nowhere, so gave up.
Because, frankly, you were being so coy it was difficult to tell what you were on about.
We're good at that.
That's us. We're either so coy you've no idea, or so blatant.
Or you ripped the lid off a coffin.
We're smashing you.
Look, he might have been alive in there.
No.
That was all Star's fault. I just helped. but anyway, yes, we did mention, you know, hey, we dug up something in the cathedral, but we did mention, hey, we found this letter in the cathedral. We think it was written by your granddad.
It turned out it was.
Yes. And we were able to. He let us look back through the ledgers.
Mm-hmm.
Of the company to figure out where exactly it was, and we managed to narrow it down fairly quickly, actually. Judicious assisted labour use rolling, and it was, what's the name of the place?
Palazzo Resamini. Yep, that's. I can't spell or write clearly. I have three notes.
Well done.
Wow.
It's very different from when you were the other character.
So different from Sadie, who'd have written pages. Here I've just got Campa della Bambino statue factory, dead grandfather wrote letter, made automatons for Pizzalo, Resonanini.
Yes, because they had a clock with automatons.
Yes.
So we went to have a look. Because there was like a little old dude nearby who lived nearby it that you could like pay him and he'd let you in and have a look around.
We got sort of ambushed by black shirts though.
Oh yes, the black shirt guy was like, why were you in there? What were you doing? That man is a communist, possibly. As in, he's helping poor people and he isn't making lots of money, therefore he's obviously a communist sympathiser and doesn't like the fascists very much. Because he has a brain. Well, that was exactly what he said, but that's the basic translation. And he just sort of wagged his fingers a lot. And, that seems to be happening a lot to Warpstash lately. A lot of people wagging things at Warpstash.
Yeah.
Wagging it with being stiff. So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, then we went to the, and yeah, we went to the paid little old man to get, let us in and have a look at the, Piazza.
Piazza de Rezzano.
Rezzano. Yeah.
That's
the place with the stuff. Old palace thing. Yes.
Yeah, the only problem was, you proved to be entirely inept.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I would say we proved to be entirely inept.
Alright, Tiny Box Tim proved to be entirely inept.
At lockpicking.
Lockpick stuck. Bother.
Yeah, and it's so stuck, it was impossible to remove, and you stabbed yourself in the hand when you tried.
Well,
and
yeah.
Started bleeding all over the place.
Well done, Tim.
To be fair, Clarissa very saw some interesting things with the clock in the Tom's
house. Yeah, so when we went into this place, there's a clock tower, which the rest of you went up. I decided I couldn't take the stairs. So I went out to look and happened to be when the clock was chiming. On the hour.
So you saw everything.
So on the hour, these figures came out. The first two figures were Death and an Angel. And they have a little like fight with a side and a whatever the angel had, I can't remember. And Death won. And then came out a winged lion, and he was fighting a Turk, and the lion won. Next out was a soldier and an assassin. He had a stick. Oh, and the soldier won that little thing when they go in there. Next out was the saucy rustic lass and the rustic lass.
The saucy rustic lass?
She had a wiggly dancing leg.
She was smashing them jam.
And the rustic lag chased her off. And then the bell strikes, whatever the...
Interestingly, all those figures have actually appeared symbolically in Dreamloose Ham.
Yeah.
In the strange little parade we ended up in.
The Parade of Flagellants.
So that was curious.
It was.
And presumably, one of those has the leg that we're looking for.
Yes. So my bet's on the rustic lass because she'd be flashing them gowns.
Well,
but it could be any of the ones that actually have working legs.
Yeah.
Which wasn't all of them, but
not the lion, because that one has lion's legs.
Yeah, and I think that the assassin doesn't seem to have legs, or at least not moving separate legs.
Somebody didn't have.
I think if they bend in the middle, it's clearly not the thing because it's a statue.
Yeah. If there's a knee joint, then it's not them. So.
But we couldn't get in and find us out because Tiny Box Tim decided to block the lock.
So we're going to have to come back in middle of night or something and smash it down.
Well, we're going to come back in the middle of night anyway to get it out, but we'll have to smash it down now.
Yeah, which means we're going to be real careful to not alert more attention earlier than we need to.
Yeah.
Oh. Thanks, Tim.
Although, when we got back to the hotel, Bichet was there.
Looking concerned.
She is indeed still there, because this is now.
Oh my goodness.
She wanders up to you and goes.
Can you help a lot?
Yes, you can help a lot.
Who's Bichet? The maid of
Mariana Spagliola.
Oh, thank God,
mate.
I didn't actually fail that part.
Oh, I passed that.
What does all the zeros mean?
Old staff does.
100. So
very much failed, yes.
I get luck.
Get luck.
Yay!
You get 8 luck back on Mr. Old Staff.
Mr. Old Staff?
Are you there,
Old Staff? Mr. Old Staff? Yes, you've all rolled for luck now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Il Portopino still actually needs to roll for skills.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So could you go through and roll for her skills?
When is this skill rolling from?
It's from a while ago, but she wasn't there. When you got to Venice.
Okay, accounting?
I was there, or
Milan.
It's failed in advance, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and then add D10?
Yes.
Okay, so accounting gets an extra 5.
What? Do you roll all skills?
The ticked ones. I'm rolling them for you. They're ticked on your sheet.
So your accounting went up by 5.
Oh my goodness.
So 15.
I've got a history tick.
Yeah, I was going through them alphabetically. I don't have history ticked on this sheet, but I'll go with your sheet, because your sheet...
I don't have accounting ticks on this sheet.
Okay.
Okay. I think you got used to do an accounting roll because you have it. Because nobody else does.
Okay. Right. Is your charm ticked on yours?
No.
Okay. We're going to go with you.
History's the one I got ticked.
I think charm got ticked.
Okay.
Well, we'll I'm fairly certain you
okay.
used charm.
Okay, well, we'll go through charm. You fail charm, so... That gets another 7.
Oh, stuff fails a charm, I'm shocked.
It might be why it wouldn't be ticked. Yeah,
then the next one I've got is history.
Yeah.
That you pass, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Language, French, got ticked. You unfortunately passed that as well.
Okay.
Navigate.
I've got this.
Okay. No, you passed that, unfortunately. Navigate. You fail that, so you get another 1 in navigate.
Yep.
Persuade. You just fail persuade, so you get another 7 on that. So that's up to 51 now.
Spot hidden.
Yeah. You pass that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's already quite high.
Quite resoundingly. Okay, that's it.
Yay!
Okay, no problem.
So anyway, all that may or may not get caught, I don't know. Well, Biche is standing there in the entrance to your hotel. And when you come in, she sort of hurries over a bit. Nectar.
Oh, thank you. Grazie. Open up the letter.
It is a letter from Miss Stagliani.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it says that Rossini's men are holding her captive in her father's house, and she believes that Rossini plans to force her to marry him. She would like your aid. Because of Rossini's power, police and civil authorities would be useless. She does not, however, know where Giorgio is. He did not come to her balcony last night as he promised, and she fears the worst. Could they find him, you find him, and let him know of her plight?
Okay. Right. Well, how do we find him? Well, didn't we see a lot of very communist-looking chaps in the piazza where the Grimaldi factory was?
Bambino. You did, yes. You also saw a few fascist students there as well, but they might be able to tell you.
Anyone else have any suggestions?
No, I reckon we've probably got a good plan. Go out, find like his friends and that, and ask where he might be.
I don't remember him saying anything about where he, from.
I go. DJ heads back.
Okay.
Do you know where he lives?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You up a little?
Yeah. He came to see us.
And then...
But we've never had to find him.
Yeah.
What time is it now?
Late afternoon, I think it's like about 6.
No, we should probably head out and try that, but I want to come up with another strategy that might help find him faster.
Okay. So you once again go down to the Grand Canal and brave the oily waters, picking up your own gondolier this time.
You know, if she was going to like write his letter to us with the help, she could have at least told us where he lives. You'd think, you know, that would be sensible, wouldn't it?
You head across the way. Eventually make your way to the Campo de Bambino, where you saw all of those communistic-looking student types. The Campo's not quite as busy. All of the veteran-type guys have wandered off, or hobbled off, more likely, home. But you do see that the cafe is still quite busy. There's a large number of, black-shirted students outside, sort of talking to each other in very earnest manners, very staccato types of word structure, very, very strong arm movements, which involve a lot of clenching of fists and shaking them in manly, powerful movements.
But no folding your arms at like.
Oh no, there's quite some, the people listening have got their arms folded at their head. Bill Duccio, he's the boss, yo. But anyway, they're all outside talking with each other. And inside, sort of glaring at them out of the window, are the more communistic of the student body.
Oh yes, we should go inside and see.
You start heading towards the doors, and one of the black jersey students stops you and says in Italian, "Where do you think you're going, foreigner?"
I don't speak Italian, so I look over for a translation.
He asked us where we're going.
For a drink?
For a drink.
English, I hear.
Yes, you do hear English.
Eventually, you English will all be gone. And your colonialism.
Did he say that in Italian?
Yeah.
I will again translate for everybody else.
Right, well,
Once it's gone, and our colonialism. So
oh, right. Okay then.
Thank you.
He whispered something to you and was more rapidly. They haven't gotten out of your way. They laugh at you again.
I've got plenty of time. I can wait.
I have zero in Italian, so.
Me too.
You stand there, and they stand there, and you stand there, and they stand there. And eventually, the door behind them opens, and one of the more communistic students calls out, "Ah, would you like to come in?"
"Yes, please."
"Just push past those idiots." And all of the black shirts turn around and go, "You want to watch your mouth?" He's like, "I don't care. Quick, come in. And in the confusion, you just sort of rush through. Oh, those fascist pigs. They're idiots. And now the fascists outside are all glaring at you through the window. They dare to break their blockade.
By walking through it.
Yes.
Wow.
Socialists.
You're walking.
Don't mind them. They're all puffed up because of this old Duccio fellow. It won't last.
Well, here's hoping.
So what you're doing.
We can start by saying, do
we worry that he's in trouble? Well, we need to do the entire looking for Joe. We know his full name, don't we?
Giorgio Gasparetti.
Yes. We mentioned we were looking for Giorgio Gasparetti. We're worried that both he and his good lady friend are in trouble.
Did they just say Gasparetti? I think they did. What is he saying?
We are trying to find Giorgio Gasparetti, as we need to get hold of him about his lady friend in trouble.
Yes. His beloved Maria.
Yes.
Ah, well, he doesn't come to this cafe, but you'll find him in the cafe on the Campo San Angelo.
Could I have some directions how to get there?
He gives you them because I'm not with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, different cafe then.
Yeah. In the back end of this place, so you can avoid the annoying...
Oh, yes. Go through the toilets. You'll have to climb through the window. You see another black shirt approach the students outside and sort of talk with them, and you see them pointing inside.
And he sort of whispers to them a bit more. When you see him open his perk, start passing things out to the crowd out there.
Oh, right, trying to make a sharp exit then.
Okay. You head towards the back. As you do, the fascist students rush in through the front, carrying like little batons, and a massive fight breaks out amongst the socialists and the fascists. But you're already heading towards the rear.
Oh, are you?
And you manage to find the toilet relatively easy. The window's not exactly the easiest thing to get out of, but you can get an easier way out. And everybody seems to be a bit busy fighting each other. You, Izzy, hear an older sounding voice shouting, "No, don't bother with them! Find the foreigners! Where are the foreigners?" As you're escaping through the back.
They definitely want us.
Oh, goody.
Definitely want us.
Maybe he's not speaking in English then.
You rush out, and eventually you find another gondolier and go across to the Campo San Angelo. And there's like two or three cafes on the Campo San Angelo. But you head instinctively to the one with the little red flag flying outside, because it just seems the most appropriate. You get inside, and it's very dark and dingy. It's quite dark and dingy in here, and you can't really tell who people are. So, what are you doing?
You just have to ask around.
I'm back in 2 seconds.
Can we do like a sort of subtle walk around the place, get an idea of who's pretty closer up without really drawing attention too much?
Yes. You go in and you start wandering around. And after about half a minute of wandering around and having a sort of sting.
Hey, I can do it subtle like.
Oh yeah, you can. Make a self check. Yeah. You actually can do it subtle. I forgot, you're the only one with a stealth score, right?
Yeah, I passed that.
Okay. Yeah, you wander around and very carefully take it while being unobtrusive. And it becomes really obvious that Giorgio is in one of the back, like, alcove areas. He looks like he's been beaten up quite badly.
Is he by himself?
It seems to be. Although occasionally people come in and talk to him, and he talks to them, and then they wander back to their table.
Alright, I'll sort of, like, wander over, grab Izzy, and drag her back there.
Okay.
She can talk to him. He speaks English.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I forgot that, because I've only met him once, and then I got trapped in the hotel watching the box, and watching the ledge vampires while everyone else went out and did things. So, I don't know.
So you all descend on Giorgio. He's definitely been beaten up. He's got a black eye. His face is all cut up. As he sees you... Ah, please, quick, come over. Please, take a seat. Ah, cafe. He orders a load of coffees to be brought over. Ah, my friends, unfortunately you find me a little more damaged than I was last time. After our little adventure on the gondola, they found me later, and well, I think I did rather well for myself. Several of them fell into the river. A few more of them will have bruises themselves this morning, but six against one, it is not so easy to fight against these numbers. That is why we, the socialists, will eventually win in Italy, for there are more of us than the fascisti. This is not an allegory for the other week.
Why would we think? At least no one blew anyone up with a grenade this time.
That's true. So, how can I help you? What have you come here for?
It's more like what we can do to help you.
Huh?
What's her name? Peche? Piche?
Piche.
Gave us a letter saying that Maria is in danger of being married to Rossini.
We must stop these things! Immediately and with great strength. Please, you must help me. We must go there now and take her back. This must not be allowed to happen.
The man Rossini is a disgusting fat pig, and he is made up entirely of ham. He is a fascisti of the worst in kinds. True, you must not allow this to happen. Please, you must help me with this.
Of course, but we must be careful. I mean, we can't just barge in there. They're likely to be armed.
Well, we have the strength of many people in our hearts because we are not fascists.
This is true, but it might also help if we had the strength, additional strength of, say, some implements or possibly some guns.
Maybe like more people.
More people. More people I can supply. And he steps out into the centre of the cafe. And he raises his arms. And everybody sort of stops and turns and sort of looks at him like, fuck. My fellow socialists, I have heard today that the fascisti Alberto Rossini is intending to marry my Maria against their will. He holds her now in his house. In her house? Or is in his house?
In her house.
Sorry. I should have gotten the information before I started this speech. Never mind. You would listen to me anyway. I'm sure you. I have heard from my friends, these English, who although they are imperialists and capitalists, can be trusted because they have proven time and time again that deep within their hearts, they are socialists. You must help us to fight these horrific black shirts and throw them down and away from us. For Italy is not that sort of place. It is not that sort of country. And together, by raising the fist of freedom, we can make it a better country. Quite a few people are like, well, that sounds good to me. So come with me now, people, as we go and thrash these fascistis until their ears bleed.
Right, six or eight people stand up and sort of come wandering over.
Oh yes, we will help you fight these black shirts. I fucking hate the black shirts. Yes, the black shirts broke my leg. The black shirts burnt my friend alive in a house. Holy shit. That's really evil. They're black shirts. What did you expect? But we will beat them. No setting fire to her house. I am hoping myself to live in that house once we are married. Oh, no, that is fine, Giorgio. You wanted more people. More people I have supplied. So now, what will we do about these weapons? Do you have weapons to arm us all? Do you have guns? Do you have, what is it, the Thompson?
I do have a shotgun.
That is good for a start.
Yeah, I have a gun as well. Not with me.
Oh yes, the others are like, oh yes, we can start taking fascisti heads. Like they have been taking our heads. And Julius like, yes, calm. So yes, you will go and get your guns and we will go to this place and solve the problem once and for all.
Yes, I think that sounds like a plan.
I think you should prepare to elope pretty speedily afterwards, though, perhaps.
Yes.
What room is she likely to be in? If you did, like, distraction, could we break her out?
I'm sorry, say again?
We're in the house.
Yes.
Would she be? So if you like, distracted them...
I do not know.
Yeah, okay.
They could be anywhere within the house. You have seen them.
I haven't. Have no. I? Were you at the funeral?
No.
No, you haven't.
I haven't.
No. But we've seen the house. It's quite large, isn't it?
It is a very large house. Filled with statues and stuff.
Yes. Well, logically, I would think that he'd be locked inside her room or some such. But yes, Georgia's right. It could be anywhere in the house. But maybe, once we get the area, him, you could sneak closer and have a look and see if you can see where he is.
Is the only way there onto
gondola.
On the gondola?
Sorry?
They have their own private...
Yes, they've got their own fundamental.
Yeah, so is the only way to get to the house in a gondola?
Yes, I believe so. But, the one thing is, with the canal stinking so badly, it's unlikely that they'll have left the person on guard out there because there's no way they could stand it. Of course, it's getting dark and nobody wants to be standing on the edge of the canal where death has been seen, pulling up and down like a madman. A fish with hands. Don't forget the fish with hands.
That makes it so attractive.
Fish with hands hanging out with death.
Yeah. Fish with hands hanging out with death and women with octopus faces. I mean, that's just madness, isn't it? The inspector leaned in whispering me. Just a quick point of order. If we go in with guns and anybody gets shot, they're committing murder. And you'll have murdered fascists in it. Just so I, now, I don't like fascists, but I just thought I'd point that out.
True, but I don't know about you. I'm not much good in a fist fight.
I box, but not like in fist fights. I box in rings.
Yeah. Fascists don't follow the Marquis of Queensbury's rules.
Well, no.
His personal ethics, probably, but not his rules.
Well, so, are you really going to go in there with a gun? Because the problem with taking a gun to this sort of thing is you might be required to use it.
Well, if they use guns first, then we can retaliate.
Is there no way for us to attempt to sneak her out without going into open combat?
You have no idea. You don't know the lay of the land.
Maybe we should go and do that first, then, before we march forward.
Well, perhaps we could stay around the corner, ready to help you. And your tiny little person over there could go in first and scout out so we know where the fascisty pigs are to hammer them with the sickle of justice.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Or, you know, the hammer. That works too.
Yes, hammer with the hammer.
Cut with the sickle.
Yes.
We will cut off their ranks. Maybe not actually, you know, literally.
Yeah.
But figuratively.
Yeah.
Alright, we have a plan. Let's get going. Before she actually ends up married. And we have to divorce her.
Forcibly divorce her. Well, I don't think you mean forcibly divorce her, I think you mean widow her.
Well, you know, you've had a shotgun wedding, this is a shotgun divorce.
Kaboom! Bye, Rossini. Okay, well, you end up having to get three gondolas. I assume you lot and Gasparetti are in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to his student friends, who have all from somewhere found, like, big chunks of wood, or flick knives, or just bottles. They're all in the other one. You get the impression that those bottles started full, but now they're empty. That sort of mob feel to it. And basically, their instructions are, wait round the corner. If they hear a shot, coming as fast as possible. Come on, we must go now. Free my Maria, before that fascisty pig puts his dirty hands upon her and claims her as his own. This would be a fate worse than death. I'm certain that she would not allow it. She would die. What an eccentric performance. So yeah, you pull along towards Stokely Army's house. Now, It's basically a big square building built around the courtyard, with several, like, pensions or something like that in it. So the whole building is not hers, but she's got one of the four buildings, I think it is. So one side of the, so one side of the courtyard. Just got pole very quiet. Well, judge your case, over to the fondamento. The water is rancid. It is absolutely rancid. Every time he puts the pole in the water, thick, globulous bubbles reach to the surface and occasionally pop with horrific smells, but occasionally, like bubbles of fat, just wander around.
Yeah.
And the whole place, it smells of gasoline and fetid rot. Eventually, you bump up against the Condimento, and Gasparelli tells you, we are not the
most stealthy people, so perhaps your person here, the stealthy one that you were speaking of, should go first and see if they can prove where she is and who else is present.
Good luck, Tim.
Right. You've been volunteered.
Yeah, apparently.
Right, well, directly in front of you is a door into the house. All of the windows are shuttered, but there's, like, ledges and stuff, so in theory you could climb up and have a look through the windows, or you can go round the other side, creep into the courtyard, and through another building, or just go through the gate. You'd have to unlock the gate, the lockpick, and then creep into the building from that side, because they'd be less likely to be expecting that.
All right. I'll probably try going round soon.
You're not so good at climbing.
I can climb a bit.
Okay.
But I like doing what I don't expect.
Yeah, that's good. So you wander round to the side and head to the gate. It's a sort of a big old wrought iron gate. It's not been well looked after. It's a bit rusty. And the lock's a bit rusty as well. So you're going to have to put a couple of squirts of oil in there. Doesn't look overly complex though, but neither did the last one, utterly fucked up, so...
We'll give it a go.
Okay, make me a roll.
Yeah, no, I ain't picking that lock.
You put your lockpick in, and you start to apply tension, and you realise that it doesn't matter how much tension you apply, it's not moving at all. Nothing in there is moving. It seems to have rusted shut.
Oh well, I guess I'll go climb the thing.
So, do you go around the side and then crawl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're sat in the gondola, and Tiny Tim Bosley goes around the side. And you hear a tinkling. Fuck! Tiny Tim comes back around and starts climbing up the wall. Make me a climb check.
Yeah, pass that one.
Okay. You sort of head up a drain pipe and then move across to a window ledge. So, the first set of windows is, it's set fairly high in the wall, but it's still the ground floor, because the ground floor is actually up a bit from the fundamental. So you have to go up maybe 2 foot before you even get to the floor of the ground floor. Because, flooding. So you take a quick look in there, and inside you can see, it's like a kitchen. There's 4 black shirts in the kitchen, eating what looks like a meal that seems to be being prepared by Vito, although she does not look happy about it. She looks very unimpressed. You do see another one, because you look in through the window, and there's a corridor to the front door, and you can see a black shirt stood by the front door. You do know there's also a side door, but you can't see it from here, because the buildings are square. There's the Fondamente you come on to, and there's a door to the Fondamente right here. You're looking in through the window next to it. So you can't tell if there's a black shirt in the Fondamente passage, but there's definitely one in the passage to the front door. There's a couple of other rooms on the ground floor, but yeah, there's certainly 4 black shirts eating in the picture. Continue up and look through the first window you get to. Which seems to be a bedroom. You can't really tell because it's got lace curtains. You move around the side, which actually starts bringing you into the courtyard.
Okay.
There's 4 square buildings arranged around this foot. You come round the side, on the eastern side, looking through the window there. Now, the big room you were all in, the morning room, the one with the balcony that overlooks the courtyard, has windows on either side of the building. See, one's the whole length of the building. You look in there, and there's Maria Stegliani being guarded by 2 black shirts sat on the setting thing that she was sat on earlier. She sat on that, and they're just sort of standing around behind them. You do not see Rossini at all.
Alright.
There's another couple of windows. If you keep going round this way, you'll end up on the balcony, and they'll be able to see just the morning with the big windows to the balcony.
Yeah.
You go back around the other way, you can check the other bedrooms, because there's not
three or four bedrooms.
Okay, I'll go back on that way then.
Okay, you go all the way around the other side. Again, each of them seems to be like bedrooms, net curtains. One's actually a storeroom, probably used to be a bedroom, but isn't anymore. There's also a window up on the attic that you'll need to make another climb if you don't care. Because you have to go out because the gutters stick out quite a long way on the
okay.
tiny buildings.
Yeah.
You have to basically hang out and then climb over, and that's difficult.
Okay.
You lot have just sat there and watched as he scampered up the wall, and then scampered around one corner, and then come back and scampered around the other corner, and then sort of looked further up.
I could try giving it a go.
Okay.
I probably won't risk like pushing it or anything, but
fair enough.
I can give it a go and see. Well, I've halved it.
Okay. Well, remember, if you successfully use the skill, you tip it.
Yeah, I do.
You basically go to the very top of the gutter. And then jam, you know the big sort of bowl that collects all the rainwater before it goes down
yeah.
the tube? You stick your feet in that to anchor you as you reach out and grab hold of the gutter and then use the gutter to pull yourself up and over. It's a bit dangerous because the gutter could give way, but you find yourself sort of standing in the gutter and leaning on the tiles.
Just as well and tiny, ain't it?
Yeah. You sort of walk your way very carefully round the side. To the front where there's windows to the attic. They're just covered in shutters, and they're latched, but they don't seem to have locks, so it should be relatively easy to you can get you inside. But then you'd be inside with potentially, well, you've seen 7 rat shirts.
Mm.
There might be an extra one or two that you haven't spotted.
Yeah. Probably not a thing I want to do. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got 2 of them in the room with her, so I can't just drag her out.
And even if you could, what the fuck would you do with her? Take her up on the room?
No.
Probably is the answer, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
Can those guys down there see me at all?
If you go back round to the back and you get their attention, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go back round to the front way.
Okay, you go back there with that and search that way. Can you do make me spot hidden, please?
Shall I make those two?
Yes.
Ah, oh, you pass.
Okay. You can see Tiny Tim waving at you.
Old staff notices, Wolf Stash doesn't.
Not kind of typical, really, given that Tiny Tim is actually his friend. Yeah, a few of you spot Tiny Tim and point him out.
Point back.
Right. Can I do some sort of point in at this point? So I sort of want to point towards the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, they're probably waiting. What, are they far enough away to see fingers?
It's night time.
Okay. So if I just sort of, like, wave my hand like a certain number of times and hope they get the message. There's 4 of them down there, and like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then point it sort of towards the front door, and then like 1, and then point towards.
You all want to make me an intelligence
check. I have no clue what you're on about. I pass.
And what?
Old Staff still hasn't built a clue, but Old Staff does.
I think okay. He's trying to communicate with us.
yeah, you work out, he seems to be trying to tell you how many guards there are in there with the frantic waving of arms.
Okay, is each wave a guard?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, it is.
Although you didn't work that out.
You have no idea, but Old Staff makes plans.
Gosh.
So anyway.
Do you also point to, like, which window Marie
yeah,
is in?
Yeah, I'll try and point which way she is, and then sort of 2 guards, and then probably look confused for a minute, and then just try to do, like, a fancy dress mime.
Okay. So basically, Tiny
tin box has pointed down at the kitchen window and waved his arms four times. He's pointed at the front door and waved his arm once. Then he's pointed round the front to where the balcony is and waved his arms twice. Then stops a minute and curtsies.
And goes... And then points back, potentially
does the jubbly-jubbly motion.
Oh, fucking wow.
Does that mean Rossini?
No, that would have been a...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody can work out that the high arm cross would have been Rossini. You're fairly certain that he's trying to point out that she's upstairs with two guards. You're not certain. Guess where it's at. Okay. So we know there are only six of them. Seven of them. So I say we smash in the back door and we take all of the fascist and pigs.
Or?
Bill.
Try to distract them maybe? Or?
They will be very distracted when we smash them in the head.
True. That is distracting. But we could also lure some of them away and then someone can grab Maria.
How would we do such a thing?
Well, there's one guard around the front. So if we went down the front and knocked out the one guard, Scuffle would draw attention, and then they'd all come running, and then another team could sneak in the back while they're distracted.
Yes, if you were to turn up on the doorstep with your friends, yelling, "Fascist and pigs, give me back my love, now marry her," and cause a big commotion out the front, draw as many out to the front as you can, we could maybe just go in the back.
I see, yes, that might work, but I must admit I would like to be there when she's there. I need to see her. Perhaps I could send the others around the front and remain here with you to go in.
That could work. Yeah, that could work. Although Rossini might be suspicious if he doesn't see you with them. He might suspect that you are sneaking around back.
It's true. But he is not that intelligent a man. He's a man made entirely out of ham.
At least he splits the black shirts up.
True. They'd still have to send some of them to deal with that. Very well.
Right then. Will you stay here on the Fondamento while I go and get the others?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe make a stealth check. Yeah, including
me?
Not you.
No.
Does not pass. Wolfstash does.
Well, ticket.
Half. Yeah, he has it even.
Yeah. You've been aware of a general murmur from inside. But you hear it, somebody going shh, and it all goes silent. Where it was pulling away. Yeah, like heavy footsteps going towards the door that's just there on the Fondamento. What are you all doing?
Is there anywhere to go from here?
Go around the corner to where the gate is, but it's going to be difficult for all of you to hide there unless you can get the gate open.
Right.
We'll have to go for that because otherwise it's sitting dark.
Yeah. So, you all sort of quickly rush around the corner. And you go around there and you come to a door with a lockpick sticking out of it.
I didn't jam it.
No, actually you didn't jam it. But yeah, there is a locked gate. Any of you ending up with locked gates, or are you just going to shoulder it? Or climb over it? You could do that.
Would it be hard to climb over?
Anyone have locksmith?
No.
Because I don't.
Nope.
Neither does old stuff. So I think we've got a better shot with climb.
Okay then.
Because base climb is higher than base locksmith.
Or you could just elbow it open.
Which would make noise.
Well, it's climb or get the really strong cripple to shoulder it.
Cripple the Hulk. We've assumed that our name is Cripple the Hulk.
Cripple the Hulk smash! They need to lie down and cement themselves afterwards.
Yeah.
So, snap decision, what are you doing? Who was first round the clock? Who's fastest? Who's got the highest stats?
55. 50.
59.
Okay. Wolfstash, you come round the corner. You see the gate. It is locked. What do you do?
Shoulder it.
Okay, make me a strength check. It's old and rusty.
Woo!
Have a bonus die.
Yay! Yeah, I pass.
Now make me a stealth check.
Not with a bonus die, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I pass!
Right, so
I know,
you come.
I got a 14!
You come rushing round the corner and you see the gate and you're like, shit, there's not going to be enough space for us all to hide in this corner, I've got to go through it. You reach out and you put your hand over the lock and then just shoulder it. And as the lock's breaking, your hand is sort of covering it enough to make it just go, as opposed to, crang! You open it and everybody rushes past you and carefully push it back and then go and hide behind some of the statues. You see a light come on the fundamental. Somebody walking along, shines a torch about, leans out over the canal, shines a torch up and down the canal, turns and goes back inside. What are you all doing?
Hiding here until we hear a noise from around the front.
Okay. Well, the noise you hear from around the front is smoosh. Swoosh, swoosh. And a very quiet singing of the red flag. In Italian. And I have no idea what that sounds like. All of these guys go.
Where are you all? Can we signal him?
Yeah, you can open the gate and go back if you want.
Yeah.
The gate's open now. It does not look, it no longer shuts. You've broken the gate. So you head round. Ah, there you are. Right, comrades, you go to the front door, hammer on the door as loudly as you can, draw out the fascisti pigs, we will go in the back door. And the other communists like, yeah, that sounds good. Should we lead them away or fight them in the camp? Lead them away, I think. Very well. Should we give you a small amount of time? New to this, do yes, you. Because he assumes you lot know what you're doing. This may be a dangerous thing to assume. So?
Buy us as much time as we can.
No, should we wait some time before we knock on the door? Do you need to make any preparations or something?
Are you still in the attic?
Yeah.
I'm not in the attic, I'm on the roof.
He's on the roof.
Oh, right.
He's on the roof.
You've no idea what's going on, then.
No.
Well, I'm watching. I can see what you're doing.
You saw them all rush round the side, break the door open without making any sound, which is quite impressive.
Well,
and then
amazing.
You saw
you did it with magic.
That's true, probably. You saw a black shirt come out and shine a light around. Just as Gasparetti's gondola was coming round the corner, Gasparetti had to rush to the other end, which is difficult when the gondola's through, and then pull back very quickly before the light came down the other side. And then you've seen them all pile out like the fucking Keystone Cops. And they're all just sort of standing around nattering.
I think we're ready.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. In which case, we will go now. So your communist friends go around the corner and into the centre of the camp. Leaving you on the fundamental. About a minute afterwards, open up, fascistis! And then you hear from the kitchen a lot of clattering of plates as if four people has just shot up suddenly and scattered plates all over. You hear someone shouting inside in Italian. They're shouting, "Quick! I think Gasparetti is here. That sounds like his communist idiocy." Running boots. Door slams open. There's a whacking sound as if somebody just got hit in the head with something made of wood. Then there's a sort of roaring sound and lots of fighting occurs. However, what also happens is the door to the Fondamente springs open and there's a black shirt in the doorway who's obviously intending to come out the back and go round the side. Because he's got the key to the gate you've broken in his hand. And attack them there. And he literally just steps in front of you and sort of stops and like, what?
Get him!
And this is the point at which we enter what the second combat we've ever had in Cthulhu. No, third now, third. Have they given you Dracula stuff? Yes, they have. Who is it, Bob? 50.
Me, 59.
Sorry.
Dexterity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, Gasparetti definitely goes first. He sees this fascisty pig coming out of the back door of his lover's house and proceeds to lock him in the face. Yes he does. The fascisty pig will attempt to dodge. So he gets smacked in the face. He almost does him a major wound in the first punch.
Nice.
Remember, a major wound is half your hit points. He's going bang! A massive cross straight into the jaw. The man's sort of teeth go flying out of the side. He staggers back, blood all over his face. Awesome.
Yes, I will also go into the
bathroom. Okay.
I'm using my knuckle busters.
Oh shit.
Because I've not got the gun out yet. The gun is sort of...
Shit. Make me a brawl check.
Yeah, I don't have great brawl, but I didn't want to open with a shotgun, you know?
No, that's... Would be very awkward.
Yeah. No, I don't quite make it.
Well, he doesn't make it either. You weren't successful.
Yeah.
You miss it. Clarissa. Oh, this is going to be hilarious. Because if she's got a high strength, she's got a high damage bonus.
Well, according to my sheet, my damage bonus is zero.
Maybe you've got some slides.
Okay.
So that probably explains why Benny ended up with zero.
Right.
Are you hitting him? Or intimidating him? Or what? So far, he's come out the door, somebody smashed him in the face, Wolfstash has ineffectually waved a hand at him, but isn't really used to this sort of business.
Well, I'm not really used to this sort of business,
The inspector's at the back of the queue, Greg. Damn it!
Can I try and stamp on his foot?
Make a kick attack, is that?
Wow. What would that be?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Make a brawl roll.
She's using kung fu. The past has not ended well for my characters.
Oh shit, no. He's up to all of the Well, he rolled 85 on his dodge.
No, I didn't pass.
But you sort of kick out at him and also miss. But anyway, yes, you kick out at him and fail utterly to hit. Is he?
I'm on 56.
Oh, you're on 50. Right. Yeah. In which case, you get to go first because you're a PC, but then the fascisty pig will get to go.
Yeah, I want to try and hit him.
It's a bit crowded around him at the moment, so you'll be taking a penalty. But he's got all the penalty guys now.
Yes, I did that.
He rolled 90. Yes, you hit him.
Yay!
I don't think you can impale him. You have blocked him, but let me just check if there's an extra damage. I suspect that you don't instantly fist him. No. That would be difficult as you're standing in front of it.
Me. Oh, sorry.
You say like that, I feel like you're punched.
I don't think I'm nimble to get through everybody and then throw myself at him.
Like,
to be fair, in, where was throw myself over a desk or something. So.
Right. Your damage is going to be 1d3 plus your damage bonus.
Okay.
However, you just flat out pull maximum damage. What is your damage bonus?
1d4.
So you flat out pull some 7 points of damage.
Yeah.
Which is a serious wound. Which means...
Oh my fucking god! go easy!
Actually no, you drop him very badly, and he could die. He doesn't instantly die, but he's down and not well. Basically, everybody sort of generally Gasparetti got a good blow in on the first punch, and it obviously staggered him. And then everybody else saw him flapping at him did nothing. You actually elbow them all out of the way and swift uppercut. The only problem is, as he's falling back, he cracks his head on the stone part of the door, the door jamb, and goes down, and blood starts leaking out of his head.
Oh.
Well, does not look well. And in fact, sadly for him, it's now his go. So just to make him he's still breathing at the moment.
Yeah.
What are you all doing?
The figure of him is carrying on into the house.
Fair enough. Is that it?
I'm probably panicking as I follow.
Okay.
Is he?
Very good shot. I think that was a good strong blow.
Hmm.
But down like a sack of fascist shit. He just slept over and has dead.
Just
head
the direction of the room
connected to us. Yeah. Old staff, are you doing anything?
I'm just like bring up the rear.
The inspector sort of leads in. If he dies, it's murder. If he wakes up with a really bad head, it's assault. Those two things are very different.
I suppose you think he doesn't die. You go on ahead, I'll make sure he doesn't bleed out.
Okay.
Less complicated.
Make a first aid check.
Yeah.
100. You try to help him by slowly struggling him.
I got 82. So
you try to wake him up, but the slapping, it's just not working. Right, so. The three of you, Clarissa, Izzy, and Old Staff, are heading further into the building. You can hear that the communists that you sent on the front have started retreating, and you think the black shirts are going with them. From upstairs, you hear the sounds of a door being opened or something, and someone moving about. Tiny Tin Boxer, what's your dex? Okay. You saw the fight happening, but there's nothing you can do from up here. What do you want to do now?
I reckon I can probably climb in the attic window.
Almost, it's easy. You just literally you run a knife up the crack. Christ, people. Run a knife up the crack and then you'll be in is not an innuendo. If you're doing it that way, you're doing it wrong. Now, if I said weapon, fine.
Or dagger.
Or sword, if I was a fascist.
Well, I've seen he's made a fork.
Anyway. euphemisms aside, what the fuck do you want to do?
I could climb down and look back through a window again, but that was a big window.
You were currently at the back of the room, looking down to where they were. Back of the room, looking down to where they were. So you go back to the front, which is also where the window to the attic is.
Yeah. So basically, two options, going through there or climbing down where her window is.
Yeah.
Do
you reckon
the
same way as that, or is it? Possibly. Probably a bit more secure than the attic.
Yeah, fine. If you move back out to the front, you can actually see one of the black shirts has opened the patio doors on the balcony. And he's standing out and sort of looking out into the gambit, into the little square thing. You can see that basically communists are fighting a retreating battle with black shirts. There's one black shirt, his whole face is a sheet of blood, sort of clotting beside that. But you do also see at least one of the communists is down and being stamped on repeatedly. But yeah, you slide a knife up between the crack and the latch opens, you open the shutters to go inside. Downstairs then, old Staff Izzy and Clarissa, where are you going? There's basically, you come into the back passage, which does sort of a right turn and then another left turn and leads up towards the main hall to the door, and that's where the stairs are. If you go up the right turn and then turn right again, you're in the kitchen where Bisa was and the four guys that were eating, and then there's a sitting room and a reception room further on.
Oh, I look around the corner.
You head towards the corner to look out the door. And Gasparetti goes straight past you and heads up the stairs. You look in, sort of BJ's there. She's sort of half-heartedly holding a cleaver. And going, what is? Ah. Upstairs. Just doesn't seem that interested in doing anything else. What are you doing? You follow Gasparetti. Old Staff?
Yep, that way. Okay.
Give me a medical check. A first aid check.
You know what, I'm gonna spend 8 hours.
Okay, you sort of check around yourself and you realise that actually what you really need to do is stop the bleeding. So you tear off the foot of his black shirt and tie his head up with it. You think you've stopped the bleeding. He's not in any danger of dying for the next hour.
Okay, right.
That, however, is your guess.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim Boxley, you're in the attic. It's filled with junk and boxes of books and all sorts of stuff.
Is there a door out?
No.
Is there a trap door?
You don't know. I'll see.
A torch.
Okay. Turn on the torch. It is stacked to the back. There's stuff everywhere. It's going to take you a little while. Search for a trap door. Spot hidden, please. You start looking around for the trapdoor, but because you're being cautious, you're a bit wary to lifting and stuff like that, and you don't manage to spot it. You saw it must be here, so you didn't see the hatchway up to it when you were in the house earlier, so you don't know where exactly it is.
Yeah.
So you're certainly certain. So, back downstairs, Gasparetti reaches the morning room door and flings it open, only to be punched in the face by a black shirt. Only to be failed to be punched in, oh no, he might get hit in the face by a black shirt. He does actually get hit in the face by a black shirt, shit. Ow. Okay. He rounds the corner, shoves the door open, darts inside, and then reels back with his face covered in blood as someone smacks him in the nose. Like, oh. Staggers back. Ah, oh, fascisti pig! What did you do? You're a hot deck. It's Tiny Tim Boxley and Gasparetti. You're on 59. Sorry, dwarf stats then.
I'll head up. I know they're heading upstairs.
So you rush past her and head towards the stairs. Clarissa, dwarf stats rushes past you and heads up the stairs. So what would you do?
I will go as fast as I can
after them. Okay. You probably actually pass dwarf stats if you were just
over
it. At this point, it then becomes Izzy's turn.
Right,
And then I believe it's all.
Perfect.
Well,
what is it then?
14.
Yeah.
It's Izzy first and then Dolph's stat.
Can I, what, I was behind.
Yeah, he's reeled back, as the black shirt at the door.
Is there any one black shirt at the door?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll try and hit him.
Okay. Well, you're all. People attempt to dodge. He doesn't dodge, so you hit him. Or damage him.
Oh, four.
Four total?
Yeah.
Okay, you rush forward, so as Giorgio is staggering back and away, you rush forward and smack him squarely in the cheek. You pull the blow a bit because you're a little bit worried about the devastation you wore earlier. But yeah, he sort of reels back a bit. In the room, you hear Maria go, and further into the room, you hear somebody go, what? It's Harry. Hold staff! Everybody seems to be rushing upstairs. You think Wolfstash has stopped the bleeding of that guy who is he punched the lights out of. Okay, you also rush up the stairs. At the top of the stairs, there seems to be a black shirt. But the stairs are getting a bit crowded, so you can't really get to the front at the moment. So you push through that door. Tiny Tim Boxley. You hear a commotion erupt from below. It sounds like people are fighting in the building.
Isn't he
trying
to find a way out to
stupid acid first? Yeah. So. Make me a spot check then.
No.
Yeah, so you continue wandering about lost in the attic. I'd say that wasn't typical for you, but it's pretty close. Gasparetti replies to the punch in the face he just received by giving a punch of his own. wow. Okay. So, basically, Gasparetti goes forward to respond to the guy who just punched him in the face. And the guy is expecting this. And he's like, okay, I'll get my guard off! And brings his hands up in front of his face. So Gasparetti practically punches through to his spine. Into his stomach. the guy catastrophically fails to see this guy. Like, utterly expected to be punched in the face, got gut shot instead. He not only does he take 3 points of damage, but he falls prone in front of him. He's not looking too well now, but he is still sort of moving about. He drops to the ground and sort of shakes his head, throws up a little bit, starts trying to push himself up. By the end of his go, he's sort of standing, but he's not looking too good. He doesn't want to get up to the next. You're at the top of the stairs, aren't
you? Yes.
You're just behind Izzy and Gasparetti, who are wailing on the fascists. The fascists have just been driven back by a horrific looking crew punch by Gasparetti. Into basically his midriff. You staggered back, fallen over, and then stood back up. So you can probably push your way into the room if you really wanted to. And then, well, or faster.
I will push past it into the room.
Okay. You take the opportunity just to shove him out of the way and get into the ring. There's another black shirt over by the balcony who's heading this way. Over to your right, sat on a sort of long divan thing, is Maria Stagliani, who looks shocked and surprised, but kind of happy to see you all turning up. A little bit concerned by the hardware, because shotguns are not, like, hideable. So you've got a giant gun strapped across your shoulders, which is a little bit concerning to her. Yeah, you push your way in. You seem to have made yourself a bit of a target. At this point, I believe it is Larissa. You could also, in theory, push up and pass them. Can't really get in on that right there because Gasparetti is there and Nicky is there. And Wolstack is standing just the other side of him.
Right, I will.
You could bull rush them all with box strength.
I will push past them.
Get into the room. Yeah, get into the room, but trying to get out of the way. Okay. You sort of just shove them out, willy nilly out of the way, and get into the room. You get up next to Warpstash. The black shirt who's heading across the Warpstash is like, what is going on here? Is he?
So that guy is still like.
He's up.
Standing.
Yeah. He's up. He's back up. He's retching a bit. He's still trying to fight?
Then I guess I'm still trying to fight him.
Fair enough. That is yeah. When she punches his face.
Huh?
This poor man. This is the second time he's rolled 100 for his touch.
Oh!
Okay, roll me some damage.
So that's my damage bonus.
And deeper.
That's 3 and 4.
7.
That's 7. Have I just really hurt someone again?
Yeah. Yeah. just so you all know at home, I am face turning with both hands.
Yeah.
English ask a thing. Take you to boxing
ring. No, because it's illegal to kill your opponent. Right. Basically, here's what happens. You're there, and you see him get gut punched. You slap him, and you see him get gut punched. And then you go for the finish. The problem is, you really go for the finish, like proper really go for the finish, and he seemingly, for some reason, decides that. He's going to try and rob your punch of some of its strength by dodging directly into it, like towards your punch. In theory, that would work, because it stops the acceleration of it early. It doesn't work. You smash him in the face. You hear a crunching sound from about halfway down his neck, and he falls over. old staff. You've come up this set of stairs, and you've seen the most one-sided brawling match you've ever seen. Basically, Izzy has punched this guy twice, and from the sound you just heard, potentially just broken that man's neck. Literally, she's just got slap, punch, crunch. I am Conan the Destroyer.
Is the other guy in the room, like, heading towards him? I checked
it. You're actually still on the stairs. So you can rush up and see if the guy's dead, or you can push into the room.
I actually checked it, but then it comes to
a okay, could somebody please make me a first aid check for old staff?
Okay, first aid's 50, so... Ooh. Nine. Half of that.
Take it.
Oh, yeah.
You he was definitely in grave danger of dying. So what you do, you carefully put him into the recovery position, and then jam a nearby table, basically pick a small occasional table up, and put it around his head, so he can't move his head, because he needs to not move his head, because otherwise he could sever his spinal cord, and that will kill him. So you basically cage his head with an occasional table, so he can't move it and die. You stabilise the man. She is not allowed to plunge trees. Unless you really want them dead.
It's really scary.
The black shirt on the other side of the room sees this absolute omni-shambles of fight. And, he sort of looks at you, he looks around the room, and he jumps off the balcony, and lands quite badly. he's looking at you all. Oh, this is ridiculous. He's looking at you all and he's like, "Now, I'm outnumbered. This isn't worth it. They've just broken his neck. He's got a gun. I'm out." So he runs to the balcony and he vaults over the balcony and he goes to land and all you hear is crunch. And someone starts crawling away with a broken ankle. Gasparetti rushes into the room. Oh, that's terribly. Gasparetti rushes into the room, rushes over to Maria, and he's like, "Maria, Maria, are you okay? He hasn't hurt you. He hasn't married you." And Maria's like, "Oh, no. He's currently out looking for a priest. My goodness, I didn't expect you to all come like this." She looks at his ear and he's like, obviously scared. Is that man still alive? "Oh yes, I am sure the fascist is still alive. It is time. We must go now. Quickly.
Absolutely.
Standing sort of about halfway up the stairs, obviously having just come in through the front of Enta, is Rossini. Doesn't matter. Rossini is standing halfway up the stairs with priest standing behind him. And he's got this little derrick. "Nobody move. I am here to take my wife." And Gasparetti walks forward and looks down the thing and goes, "She is not your wife. She does not wish to marry you. That is no matter of yours, you socialist. It is more a matter of mine and a matter of hers as well. We are in love, so you cannot stand against us. And your men, they have all fled, apart from this one and the one downstairs. Yes, I saw your violent ways. Typical of socialists."
Can I hear it?
Yeah, you can hear like.
Oh god, no.
He knows what's going to happen. Because he knows what the intelligence check was for. Yeah, let me look at it.
Okay.
Yes. It is ominous.
Yeah, I passed that.
Okay. You're sort of banging on the roof, and you're banging on the slats between the rafters, and put your hand through the plaster. But luckily, you don't follow your hand through the plaster. You can see, you're all standing there, and this tense thing is going on, and behind you, you hear this crack. Shh. Hello? She's
She will never marry you, Rossini. She is a good woman, and I will not allow it.
Rossini points very towards Gaspar.
I don't think you have a choice, do you? I am the one here holding the gun. Gasparetti sort of squares up to him. Well, shoot then if you dare. You only have a very small gun, and I have allies upon my side, and also Shudlow. You not doing anything, or are you just going to stand there and let this all play out?
How quickly can I sling my shotgun into my hands?
Pretty quickly. You're currently in the room, though. They can't actually see you.
I'll do that then, okay. If they can't see me.
The priest is halfway down the stairs. Sorry, I don't quite understand what is going on. Am I supposed to perform a wedding or not? You are, priest, but it will not be this man's wedding. Gasparetti, still holding the gun up towards him.
Shaking a little bit, but not too much.
Stand aside, or I will shoot you.
Stepping out into the doorway, holding the shotgun level down the stairs.
Rossini says something quite quietly. You, here in Italian, oh shit.
Mine's bigger.
Gasparetti, for one moment, sort of looks at Lostash and then looks back down the thing. The priest is like, nope. No. This isn't, no. I do not know what is going on here, but I want no part of this. No, I am done. Have you got a shotgun as well? Okay. So then, old staff joins you with a revolver. And Rossini sort of works his hand through, and then sort of turns his back on you and scurries away. Doesn't quite make a sound, but you think you imagine it. the priest is sort of standing there going, maybe I should leave. No, priest, please come up. And he walks over to Maria, gets down on one knee. Maria, please do me the honor. If you marry me now, you will be safe from that fat fascisti pig for all time. Oh yes. And the next hour or so is a wedding.
Help! I'll put my gun away and go.
I should point out, one of the communists was found badly beaten outside, and towards the end of the hour, Brice's like, should I go get a doctor? Because these guys are dying.
yes.
And you lot flee into the night. Basically, Giorgio and Maria do indeed get married. You're all witnesses. And Giorgio and Maria quite sensibly decide that maybe staying in Venice isn't a good idea. And they immediately head off to catch the Orient Express. Taking PJ with fucking at the house. Before they go, the other communists come back. Most of them are badly the communists. Not so good at fighting as the black shirts. And they manage to lose the black shirts. And they gather up their wounded and look like they've gone to disappear off to medical attention. You do find one black shirt sort of cowering in the corner of the square. He's got one very badly damaged leg, where he's obviously broken his ankle jumping on the balcony. And as Izzy comes towards him, he sort of goes, no! And then scrabbles away even faster. They try and leave. Eventually, nothing is left there at all. Quiet. Get Tim down out of the attic. It turns out the box room is where the trap door is. Although you could have just come through the plaster at any time.
Yay!
That's what the intelligence check was for.
Yeah. Although that would have been funny because Italian houses have very high roofs. So, what are you doing now?
Well,
you're left on the fondamente. Gasparetti does leave you the gondola.
I think we can't leave this staying in Venice much longer.
I
think we should go through.
Almost like climbing a ladder, where the ladder steps are set at different nearly dead because your constitution is surprisingly low. You're all tired. Your left leg's cramping horribly. You finally make it up to the top. The only problem is there's another door at the top.
Yes. Is it locked?
Yes.
Timothy.
I can try.
Please.
Okay.
Right. Be locked.
Basically, it's actually a trap door at the top. It's padlocked.
Does that make a difference? No. It's a big battle. Alright. This is where I'm sitting here going, I can spend 8
bucks.
6 Yes. Okay. I will spend luck and actually pass it.
Okay. You don't get to take it. Not if you spend luck.
I'm going to take it. It works also.
Right. Well, you start jiggling with the lock. Eventually, you get it open. And you move into the actual place. This huge cog slowly winding overhead, and pinwheels are protruding from the floor, reciprocating backwards and forwards. You have to be quite careful not to get clocked in the head by this moving machine. Within the windswept power, the overwhelming impression is that a ponderous, inevitable motion. Off in the distance, you can see some of the automatons towering above you. Here and there, one of their weapons doing something.
Does the human side really?
Well, they're all pretty big.
The ones that don't even
right. Basically, you head over to where the procession of the people is. At the moment, you've got two rows. Row one is the Turk, the soldier, the rats, and death. Row two is the lion, assassin, the lad, and the angel. You take a quick look over. You have to squeeze through to get to see them. The angel, assassin, and death have complete legs. Or they're rogues, or they're not showing legs, or their legs are scaled. The lion, of course. Only really the Turk, the soldier, the rustic lad, and the rustic lass have a left leg. They're all painted gold. They're covered in gold currently. Touch the left leg in turn, they all seem about the same.
Yeah.
Can you spray the paint?
Yeah. If you've got a knife.
Have a knife? Start scraping.
You start, it's quite difficult, but the gilt has been applied quite well, so you go to the underneath is just plaster.
So it's not scraped. Great.
And you make that one. Again, it's only plaster. And there's the next one. Scrape. Underneath that, again, it's only plaster. And eventually you get to the soldier. And you start scraping the soldier. And underneath, you can see tiny legs. A pattern of tiny legs is visible underneath the gear. Unfortunately, this has taken quite a lot of time. as you're doing it, suddenly you hear a boom, and the whole cupola vibrates with this bit. And then there's another one. Boom, and you just realize, oh shit, it came in. The clockwork starts grinding into motion, and the doors in front of Campanile start opening. Not really, because we're all going to make a spot hidden check.
Yeah.
Old stuff passes. Wolf Slash does not.
Wolf Slash might be pleased that he doesn't. As the doors open, you all instinctively look over in that direction. Apart from those of you who fail. Standing outside on where the people come out to fight is a figure. It looks at you, you look at it for maybe half a second before it goes and just falls backwards, holding its arms out like it's being crucified off the tower. All you can make is sanity. Those of you who saw that.
Oh dear, I saw that. I didn't see that. Oh, I've got my dice.
God, did Old Staff fail that?
Old Staff loses two.
Can I spend luck?
No.
Then I fail.
You lose three. You are convinced you just saw Jesus. You are absolutely convinced. You looked out of the door and you could see this figure holding its arms out as if it had just been crucified with this halo around its head, and it looked at you, sneered at you, said something in Latin and you didn't quite catch it, and then just fell away. Good news, bad news, the statues have started moving. What are you doing?
I'd like to dodge out of the way.
Okay. Let me dexterity check.
Oh, thank goodness. Yes. Yes,
okay,
I have.
Yeah, you did dodge to one side. What about the rest of you? What are you doing?
Well,
yeah, you're all.
Okay.
You're surrounded by clockwork. It's all suddenly jerked into action.
Okay, I'm going to do some texting then.
Okay, so you all try to dodge out of the way.
Dexterity.
Okay.
Wolfstash did not pass that. Neither did Old Staff.
Okay, well, you two find yourself being driven outside by the advancing automatons.
Oh boy. Desperately king armed or something.
Onto what?
Whichever one of the figures I'm being driven out by.
Okay, well you're being driven out by, I said it was midnight, didn't I?
Yeah, so they're all going out.
Oh, wow. So you're being driven out by death. which is, you're being driven out by death. Old Staff are being driven out by an angel. But the problem is, those two are going to meet in the middle in a minute and fight.
Yeah.
5 floors above the ground.
Can I get behind Death and look in his back?
You can try,
certainly.
Okay. Back in the campanile, what are the three of you doing? They're being driven outside by the automatons moving forward.
Is there anything you can do to help them?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know anything about clocks, so I'm pretty good at jamming locks. Do you reckon I can jam some clockwork?
Probably.
Right. Have you got some like big bits and shoving mechanism or something?
First off, make me a mechanical repair.
God no.
Okay. Yeah, you could jam something in. You've got like a crowbar, haven't you?
Probably.
So you two are being driven outside. That's Wolf Stash and Old Staff has been driven outside. Clarissa and Izzy are sort of looking around and going, what do we do?
No, instead, I'm dodging still.
You both play me a mechanical repair role if you want.
Really? Oh dear. What is intended to do? No.
So you two are vaguely looking around for a way to stop the machinery, and you Tim go, "Rocket, I can smash this shit," and jam your crowbar into something that looks important. Right. For a moment, everything is still. You stop getting driven outside. You guys don't need to dodge anymore. Tim, you're feeling really proud of your quick and decisive action. Unfortunately, then there's a...
sound as your crowbar starts getting dragged sideways by the tension against it. And it goes from being vertical to slowly moving towards the horizontal as the pressure builds up and builds up and builds up. Still holding it. Everything still stationary. Then over to the right of you somewhere you hear a clank. And your crowbar, you have no tension on it whatsoever, you just slides down to the ground. The only problem is, all of those wheels over there are now going far faster than they should be. Wolfstache?
Yes?
An angel sprang to the ground off.
Fuck!
You can make me a dodge check.
Yes. God, I better. Yes, I bit that, thank fuck.
Yeah. The clockwork figures are basically crazily coming to life. They're spinning and running along their figure eight paths. They're attacking with a ferocity made worse by the fact that they've got completely serene faces. Old staff make me a dodge check.
Yeah, I'll still pass that.
You hear the inspector shout to you, look out! You need to... you all need to make me science checks.
Okay.
Yes.
Mustache does not pass his.
No. Tim passes.
Neither does Old Staff.
Okay. Mustache and Old Staff lose 3 because they're actually under attack.
Okay.
Those of you who didn't make it believe that your tarotons are being controlled by the death house in your life. And it is attempting to defend itself. Tim, you're very much aware you broke at this stage.
How much
10% of your stuff.
I was 5.
Yeah, and you were on 35. So, yeah.
Okay! Old stuff goes, ah! No! No!
Starting
for
that session or original
stuff? Starting for this session. It's basically each day, I think it is. But yeah, old stuff just goes, no! No! And flees down the stairs.
He's.
Yeah.
He dives through and flees down the stairs.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, let him win.
Yeah, not exactly. That would be bad. Beer lending him wings would involve a much more direct fleeing. Ah!
Landing on whoever treats them with,
yes, old staff, you flee. You experience a bout of madness! Bout of madness! We'll deal with that one in a minute. The rest of you, the automatons clashing backwards and forwards, you two, Izzy and Clarissa, you dived against the wall. You're pretty safe. But again, the soldier now is coming for you. And it's obvious that the leg is controlling it. Make me a dodge roll.
Dodge, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I do not pass that.
Okay. It brings its sword down on your shoulder, giving you a glancing blow for 1 point of damage.
Ah!
It steps back and riposts against an attack you haven't even made, and then dives forward in an attempt to stab you once more. And that's dodge check.
No, I do not pass that either.
This time it gets you square in the centre of the chest. You feel your ribs flexing as you take 4 points of damage.
Ow.
You're winded and you fall backwards. One thing, it steps forward and it raises its sword high above its head. And then there's like a krong and huge cock comes loose towards the back of the room. swings round on the string it was attached to in one motion, and then gets hurled out through the front of the campanile. And this cogwheel is 4 foot wide. And it's about head height. Luckily, it's on the ground. It smashes through the automaton of death and just goes sailing out over the courtyard and then just smashes into the courtyard. Everywhere in the room now, there's just bits of clockwork going haywire and springing off in all different directions. You hear one of the main springs just sort of slowly uncoiling itself, and then there is a crunch, and then there is silence. That, however,
you should get this thing in good.
You go over to the soldier, which is currently still standing with its arm raised over old Stafford, war scratch, as if to finish him off. And you, using your crowbar, you just grab the leg off. Which incidentally means you're the first person to touch.
Okay.
Could you please write on your sheet that you were the first person to touch the left leg of the Steph Castle? Yes,
like that.
Out in the streets, you can hear people going, "What was that? Quick, quick, it's another one!" And like people running about and so on.
Can you go now, please? Very quickly.
Where the hell's old stuff?
No.
No.
Run!
You don't know. You rush down the stairs with the leg. The giant cogwheel has just come out and decapitated the row of statues. But there's one thing that you do notice. There's no problem. Should be. Someone just fell off the top of it. There's no body, there's no blood.
What?
She's cracked. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, where's old stuff?
He's gone. You can't see him.
But it was Jesus. I thought that was Jesus.
Yes, okay, we can discuss Jesus at the hotel. When we run away and get on the train.
Okay, when does the train leave?
Sadly, it leaves at. It's like 5:30 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah.
So you rush back to your hotel and you stash the leg.
Yeah.
Start the long way. That is where we're going to finish for the evening.
Do we find old stuff or is he still missing?
He's missing.
Right.
We'll find out what happens to old stuff and what happens to the rest of them, whether they manage to successfully flee from Venice next week. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We might have had a bit of a crackly start because the microphones have been dicks today. But if you want to talk to us, you can send an email to thecourtteamdice@gmail.com. You can talk to us at thecourtteamdice.net. You can talk to me on Twitter @Ludwigan, that's with an E. You can talk to Bloody @BloodyFox. You can talk to Archive @QDREM. Thank you very much for listening. And please do leave us iTunes reviews. We do need more of those iTunes reviews because that allows people to see that we are interested. Thanks very much and goodbye. Bye!
Mystery Pond!
Mystery Pond!
The Mystery Pond! Never mind, go look at Gibson.